breakfastbusiness.com.
It's 6:45. You're listening to Breakfast Business with Vincent Waller, and we're joined now by Mark Foley, Chief Executive of Airgrid, the state company that manages the electricity, the power grid, both here in the Republic and in Northern Ireland. Mark, your AGM today, publication of your last year's annual results. I know the regulator will recover some of these profits in time, but your profits are up 19% to over 22 million, and I suppose, thankfully, you're paying a dividend to the state.
Good morning, Vincent. Lovely to talk to you again. It's been a while. Yes, look, our results are they're steady. We're in the business of delivering a service at a competitive cost. So we're not in the business of trying to significantly increase profits. But I think our increase is substantially due to really good cost management. And we're pleased with that. Although slightly surreal to be talking about annual results in a context where our financial year ended at the end of September last year. And here we have COVID-19 and no government at the moment. So it's we're in a very different place.
How has the current crisis affected your business in terms of keeping, in terms of, I suppose, of demand for electricity across the island and how you've managed to meet that?
Well, a couple of things. Firstly, we moved probably 10 days earlier than the original shutdown because we were desperately concerned if our control room staff, who were highly trained, if we had an outbreak amongst that, those members of staff. So we moved very, very quickly. We put people to work at home and we put in very, very strict procedures around the control room. And look, we're delighted about two things. One is our staff are all well. And secondly, we've had no interruptions on the power system, nor have we had any implications in the market. So fingers crossed, everything is very, very stable at the moment. On the demand front, interestingly, demand has dropped in Ireland by 10%. It's dropped in the UK by 20%. And I think the main reason in Ireland is that the data centre business sector is thriving in this lockdown as people are working from home and using, you know, Netflix, etc. So we've had less of an impact in terms of demand, thankfully.
And what proportion of overall electricity consumption on average, Mark, would the data centres take up?
At the moment, I think, Vincent, they're around 15% and they're expected to grow very, very considerably over the next decade.
Have your plans, I know you're connecting large customers and connecting infrastructure to users all the time, Mark, but have those construction plans have to be put on hold, obviously, with what's happening in the economy?
They have, Vincent. The last 8 weeks have been very tough. We've had to stop work in terms of connecting big customers and also, crucially, works that we had planned in terms of upgrading lines, upgrading substations, and our capital program has essentially been stalled. And equally, generators who were planning major overhauls, they have been prohibited from doing the same. So that's the area of most concern from a business perspective, that we try and recover those activities so that we don't have impacts leading into next year and beyond arising from works that didn't get done.
Obviously, the construction sector is slowly coming back, Mark, but everything's going to have to be done in a more deliberate and slower way. That will impact on your timetable, I assume, including the rollout of what the €2 billion investment program needed over the next decade to up our renewable sourcing of electricity to 70%.
Yes, look, I think, it's good we're back at work, that the construction sector are back, and we're coming into the summer, where we are in the summer, and that gives opportunities, for example, for longer working and you know, making use of the long evenings, etc. So look, I think the key thing is to get through the next 3 or 4 months and to see how construction returns to good levels of productivity and also to mitigate those areas where we haven't been able to do work. And hopefully we'll have normality in 2021 when our major capital program really kicks off.
We hit about 40% of our needs from renewable sources last year, Mark. That was almost totally onshore wind. We see licences now being slowly given out for offshore wind generation and indeed for solar. Are you confident that we can reach a 70% renewables target within the next 10 years? I suppose particularly given that if there is an incoming government, it seems to be particularly focused now on our carbon emissions.
Look, I think all of the ingredients are there to do it, Vincent. The onshore wind community have delivered outstandingly in the last 15 years. The news in respect of offshore yesterday is really, really good news for 7 projects have been granted relevant project status, and therefore they're well teed up to get full consent and to start building out in the Irish Sea, which is a fantastic proposition in terms of offshore wind. We're going to do all the work onshore between from Arklow up to Dublin and right up to Dundalk to ensure sure that those projects can get connected and that there'll be adequate capacity on the transmission system. Also, solar has a role to play as a nice complementary technology to wind. So the onshore wind ecosystem is there, the offshore wind ecosystem is there, and solar is coming into the mix. So the key thing is getting the projects through planning and getting them constructed. But I believe this is achievable certainly by 2030.
And you've identified now at these three sites on the Irish side for where the proposed interconnector to France might land.
We have, Vincent, and we're looking to make a decision in respect of the preferred site over the next couple of months so we can kick on with the planning application and then move into the procurement phase for the project. Fantastic project, €1 billion capital investment, and very grateful for the support we got from Europe last year via €530 million grant. We're doing that in partnership with our French equivalent.
That site will be somewhere in East Cork, the cable going to Brittany. How soon are you hopeful to start on that?
I'd like to think we could get construction started sometime in 2022.
All right. Okay. So pretty soon.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you're looking at 2 years from now. If we get through planning, get the procurement done, and certainly early stage works will be happening in 2022.
Okay. Mark Foley, Chief Executive of Airgrid, thanks indeed for joining us this morning on the morning of your annual general.